Well, it seems as if investors finally got the message that the coronavirus might put a damper on the global economy. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 7th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Burberry says the virus is hurting their brand. Have you heard of flight shaming? You will today. Ford is shaking up its leadership team. We've got an affordability crisis in America, says The Atlantic. We'll also check the markets and new news about Google Maps. Plus, and just for fun, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in with stuff to do with the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for joining us. At launch time today, it seems as though Twitter is out globally. As a matter of fact, wasn't it just yesterday that their stock went up? I mean, way up, like 18%. And today, it can't get on. Oh, my. Let's get into it, shall we? You know, up until today, Wall Street, it seemed, well, they were in la-la land when it came to the economic impact the coronavirus will have on the global economy. For several days, we've watched the markets skyrocket upward as investors continue to ignore what might be a huge international drain on the global economy. Getting impacted are already automakers waiting for parts from China, but many Chinese parts manufacturing plants are shut down. Electronics giants like Apple and even coffee houses like Starbucks, both who have closed their China locations, are feeling the pinch. Airlines are doing okay because oil is falling like a rock. And because, why? Well, China's not buying oil right now. However, airlines are not flying to and from the mainland, and that also makes for a hit on the economics of business. Today, however, somebody must have gotten the memo that things could get tough as the Dow slipped by over 277 points. I'll share all those details in the markets in just a bit. In a related story, Burberry said the outbreak of the coronavirus was hitting luxury demand in China and in Hong Kong, both important markets for the British fashion brand, sending its shares lower for a second day in a row. The label said 24 of its 64 stores in mainland China were closed, and there's a significant decline in the number of shoppers visiting its remaining outlets, which were also open for shorter periods of time each day. So have you heard of something called flight shaming? Here's the story. Environmental crusader Greta Thunberg is starting to make some U.S. airlines nervous. The Swedish teenager, who's been vocal about combating climate change, may have played a role in a recent 4% drop in the number of commercial passengers flying in Sweden, where the term, get this, flagskam, or flight shame, has gained popularity. Now some U.S. airline executives are expressing concern that the same guilt could take hold in the United States, prompting American travelers to think twice before buying an airline ticket. Now, if you can't fly there, you might want to drive. But there's been some shakeups at Ford. According to people familiar with this story, the Ford Motor Company is appointing strategy chief Jim Farley as its chief operating officer, who will take over broader responsibilities from retiring president of automotive Joe Hinrichs. The move comes 3 days after Ford missed fourth quarter earnings targets and issued disappointing profit guidance for the rest of this year. Ford cited problematic launches of key models, including a redesigned Explorer Sport utility vehicle, as a factor for weak results in the second half of last year. Well, this is troubling. The Atlantic has an interesting article out today about the affordability crisis. And it all has to do not with employment, but with wages and costs. Let's call it the Great Affordability Crisis. The crisis involved not just what families earn, but the other half of the ledger too, how they are spending their earnings. In one of the best decades of ever the American economy has ever recorded, families are being bled dry by landlords, hospital administrators, universities, and child care centers. For millions, a roaring economy that is all about Wall Street is feeling precarious and downright terrible. Along with the rise of inequality, the slowdown in productivity growth, and the shrinking of the middle class, the spiraling cost of living has become a central facet of American economic life. From housing to vehicles, Americans are paying more and getting less. On the housing side, a vast number of Americans are now renting rather than owning. The home ownership rate has fallen from a peak of nearly 70% in the 1980s to under 65% today. The numbers are more acute for millennials, whose home ownership rate is 8 percentage point lower than that of their parents at the same age. Unable to buy, roughly 3.5 million younger families have kept renting. And renting, for many families, is not affordable either. Nearly half of renters are facing uncomfortable monthly bills, and the cost of renting has risen faster than renters' incomes for a full 20 years now. Add to that the spiraling cost of childcare and health care, and you've got a middle class that's truly struggling to stay afloat. Yet, we're not talking about it. We are fascinated by Wall Street, while just down the street, folks are finding it hard to make ends meet. Speaking of Wall Street, stocks fell today as worries over the coronavirus impact on the Chinese economy outweighed the release of stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs data. The Dow closed 277 points lower at 29,102, while the S&P 500 lost 0.5% or 18 points to close at 3,327, and the NASDAQ lost 51 points to end the week at 9,520. The losses snapped a four-day winning streak for the major averages. Still, stocks notched strong weekly gains despite the losses of today. Today, China's National Health Commission confirmed over 31,000 cases of the deadly pneumonia-like virus in the country, with 636 deaths. Now, those numbers have stoked worries about how China's economy, the second largest in the world, will be affected. Others suggest the caseload could be much higher, as the government there often paints crisis in more rosy tones. About those job numbers, the U.S. economy added 225,000 jobs in January. Economists polled by Dow Jones expected a print of 158,000 jobs. Wages? Yeah, they went up. They rose 3.1% on a year-over-year basis. And finally, there is this. Google announced that its Maps product, which turns 15 years old this week, is getting a major revamp, including detailed transit data and tabs to navigate the app more easily. Maps, which Wired says, quote, transformed both the way we think about maps and the way we move around in the world, end quote, is also getting better augmented reality, helping to point users more easily toward a destination. Google Maps' only real competition in the space is Apple, which has recently redesigned its own Maps offering while touting privacy credentials that they say are superior to Google's. All right, it's time to turn your frown upside down. Have some fun already. Jeff Pitts from CityView is in to chat about stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. So let's let the weekend begin.